This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Utkarsh Odisha, Make in Odisha conclave at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar this morning. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit being hosted by the Odisha government and is aimed at positioning Odisha as the anchor of the Purvodaya mission as well as the leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Odisha hopes to attract investment exceeding 5 lakh crore rupees with job creation projected to increase by 3.5 lakh after the two-day-long Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha conclave. More than 7,000 delegates, including envoys, investors and industrialists from India and 12 other countries, are expected to participate in the business conclave. India and China have reviewed the state of bilateral relations comprehensively and agreed to take certain people-centric steps to stabilize and rebuild ties during the meeting of the Foreign Secretary-Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is on a two-day visit to China for the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said the two sides decided to resume the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra in the summer of 2025. The relevant mechanism will discuss the modalities for doing so as per existing agreements. The two sides further agreed in principle to resume direct air services between the two countries. The relevant technical authorities on the two sides will meet and negotiate an updated framework for this purpose at an early date. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump over phone yesterday. This was their first conversation since the American president assumed his office in White House. Mr. Modi congratulated President Trump on his historic second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India and the US are committed to a mutually beneficial and trusted partnership. He said both nations will work together for the welfare of the people and towards global peace, prosperity and security. Prime Minister Modi has said that the ongoing debate on holding simultaneous elections in the country under the One Nation, One Election proposal is critical for India's democratic process and urged the youngsters to actively engage in and promote the discussions. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps rally at the Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal began his official visit to Oman with a meeting with Qais bin Mohammed Al Yusuf, Oman's Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion. The discussions focused on advancing negotiations for the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, strengthening bilateral trade and investment ties, and identifying new avenues for collaboration. Mr. Goyal expressed optimism about the progress, stating that the talks would receive further momentum during the upcoming Joint Commission meeting, JCM. 10 people have so far been rescued after a four-story residential building in Delhi's Burari collapsed. The Delhi Fire Department said that over 15 fire tenders and several ambulances have reached the spot of accident after the building collapsed at around 7 last evening. North Delhi DCP and Delhi Police Raj Banthia told the media that around 12 to 15 people are expected to be trapped under the rubble. A special CBI court in Chandigarh has awarded life imprisonment to former Himachal Pradesh Inspector General of Police and 7 other policemen for the custodial death of an accused in connection with the rape and murder of a minor schoolgirl in Shimla's Kot Ghai in 2017. The Gudiya rape and murder case, which occurred in July 2017 in Kot Ghai, Shimla district, had shaken the entire state. The court found that the accused Suraj died due to custodial beating by the police. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the third T20 international match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side are leading the five-match series 2-0. India's fast-bowling spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been named the winner of the ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year award for his exceptional performances in 2024. The pacer took an astonishing 71 wickets in 13 matches at an average of 14.92 last year. On the other hand, Indian opener Smriti Mandhana has been crowned the ICC Women's ODI Cricketer of the Year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.